some momentum for the Wallabies now. There's the short pass. Arnold. Laureano reaching out. Is he going to give it? Yes.
Bernard Farley looking straight in the attack up again. Rory Arnold down, reaches out, not held, try.
You can dine out on that for a while, scoring a try for the Wallabies against the All Blacks. It was a 95-metre dash by Rory Arnold, and he tore away. They just couldn't stop him. He joins us online now. G'day, Rory.
Hey, mate, how are you going?
Good, mate. Maybe a slight exaggeration about the 90-metre dash, but it's still always nice to have a try against the All Blacks, to your credit, mate.
Yeah, man, I don't know about 90 metres, 95 maybe, just 5 metres, but yeah, it was good stuff.
Rory, before we jump into what's going to happen with the Brumbies this year in the Super Rugby competition, you re-signed with the club late last year. You spurned an offer from Toulon. You would be about the only person who's not playing for Toulon this year from league and union and all over the world. They all seem to be playing for Toulon. You obviously are not ready to go to French rugby.
Yeah, mate. It was a tough decision, but... You know, I've got all my family over here in Australia and been enjoying my time in the gold jersey. So, you know, hang around for a few more years and see how we go.
Yeah, you've got 9 jerseys so far. So what, you need about another 50-odd to make sure you can get that exemption clause?
Yeah, 51, I think. I don't know.
Yeah. Don't worry, mate. Hopefully they'll mount up very, very quickly. Give us a bit of a precy, mate. How's the preseason been? You've lost so many star players, some because of unforeseen circumstances down there at Brumbies. What are the expectations, mate, leading into round one?
Yeah, mate, preseason's been good. All the boys are pretty excited for this weekend. And, it is. You're right, it is a different-looking squad to last year's seasons. We've had a few injuries in the trials and also with Christian out for a little bit. But, it's shaping up, you know, to be a good contest. Like, you know, change is good, and we've got a different looking squad, and all the boys are very excited about it. We're looking forward to getting over there on Saturday and putting our best foot forward and seeing what we can do.
I know you don't want to. I don't want to dwell on the blokes missing, but you know they're just big names, mate. You know, Stephen Moore's gone to the Reds, Matt Tumua to Leicester, Dave Pocock. You know, we're talking about, and Christian has got the illness currently, so he can't. We're talking about some of the best blokes in the world in their particular positions.
Yeah, mate, that's right. You know, we've lost a lot of experience there, but you know, it's just another opportunity for younger guys to step up and and fill those spots. And you know, I'm sure they've been training well, and I'm sure they're looking forward to that opportunity.
Just quickly on Christian, you know, we all know his story, and he was diagnosed with leukemia 6 months ago. Story this week that he's in remission after having a bone marrow transplant. Mate, he's from what I've read and what I've heard from people around the traps. His attitude has been fantastic. Just tell us a little bit about how inspirational he's sort of been to the Brumbies.
Yeah, Christian is he's just such a strong person, eh? Like in mind, even first when he first got diagnosed, you know, I'd see him and his attitude was always positive, and he was always looking at not dwelling on the negatives, but looking at the positives. And it was good. He was back at the club yesterday, just showed his face around the club yesterday and was doing a few passing drills with the boys. And good to have him back there. He's been a leader around the Brumbies the last few seasons, so it's really good to have him back around there just as a leader off the field, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's good.
Now, that's fantastic news. And we just wish that recovery to keep on heading in the right direction as well for Christian. Mate, can I ask you, he's been around the club. Is Andrew Walk around the club? Is that contract, is that going to happen or not? Do you know?
Well, I'm not sure. We've seen Walks up at the Tens, and he was good to play alongside him up there, but I haven't seen him since.
Right. Okay.
I'm not sure what's going to happen.
Yeah, I think that's probably a sign that at 43 years of age...
Yeah,
do you know, I can remember going down to Canberra and doing a story on Andrew Walker about 15 years ago.
It
feels bizarre, or sounds bizarre, to the thought of him, the thought of him playing, but he can play.
Mate,
he could play back in the day. You've got an easy one straight up. You've got got the Crusaders in Christchurch this weekend. What are you expecting from them this season?
Yeah, mate, Crusaders are always good, aren't they? So we're playing them in their backyard over there in Christchurch. So look, we're going to have to be good to get the win, and yeah, like I said before, everyone's just excited that the season's about to get underway, and it's going to be a tough game.
Yeah, well, opportunities galore there for the Brumbies players. And the fact that the Kiwi sides all made the semi-finals of that Brisbane Tens competition, Rory, and probably, I've got to say, that the Aussie sides were disappointing. Will that have any correlation, any bearing on what happens in the competition proper? I mean, the Kiwi sides are always tough, aren't they, anyway?
Yeah, it was. You know, it wasn't 15-a-side rugby, it was 10s. But it just shows how dangerous the Kiwi sides are in attack. You know, that they can put points on you. So, it's going to be an interesting year, and I'm looking forward to see how it pans out.
Yep. Well, it all starts this weekend. Super Rugby returns on Thursday with the Rebels up against the Blues, and you guys have a tricky one against the Crusaders in Christchurch. But good luck with it, and thanks for joining us. Thanks, Rory.
Cheers, fellas.
There he goes, Rory Arnold from the Brumbies. Crusaders, $1.15, Brumbies, $5.
How do you replace Stephen Moore, Matt Tumua, Dave Pocock and Christian Lialofano? You don't.
No, it's tricky. It's Steve Larkham's last year as coach before he takes on a full-time job with the
training since the Brisbane Tens of Andrew Walker, who Phil Gould once told me was the most talented footballer he'd ever seen.
He's great to watch.